Wow! Hacks is back for season three. How does it feel?
Watch this. Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max. Hacks is back on Max.
Okay, let's do. Imagine me, a woman with a late night show. Pat, how was your experience? That would never happen. Imagine not because of me, it was because of no woman.
Taylor Tomlinson, Lily Singh.
I know, but they're not being given couch, and they should be given couch.
They should be given
Taylor
couch.
Taylor should be given couch.
I give great couch.
I that give would great be, couch.
That would be such that a would be joke such, in yeah. like 2013.
The subway ad would be like, she gives great couch.
We're here to talk today about the show Hacks on HBO Max.
So, hey, Pat, I'm late night. If there's a world, imagine a complete fantasy land, a utopia.
Well, it's funny that you say this because, you know, season three of Hacks really deals with Deborah's coming off of a huge win at the end of season two, and it was so fun to write.
Well, you got to keep dreaming.
I do think season three is the best season.
That is so exciting. Yeah.
And so,
well, I have to say, your clip, I'm floored. You're such a great actor. It's so funny. It's so well done. Like, the timing is exquisite. Like, it's so like. Tonally, it's just so
directed by Lucia Aniello. Yeah, so good. She's such a good director.
I was gonna say you were so well directed in that clip. Yeah. Like, tonally, it's just even. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and then they just make it is so nice when I mean I've only been in a few things on screen, but it's nice when they make you look good. And I think that
you
they
look
do
great.
A really good job.
And Hacks is back for season three. And sorry. And what I'm excited about, and you know, I'm so excited, is that so is the official Hacks podcast,
right, which I was also lucky enough to appear on.
Yes,
there's no video component, but I did show up looking absolutely next Tuesday, just in case. But so just know as you're listening to it that I look fully see you next Tuesday the whole time.
And other guests include Hannah Einbinder, of course, Jean Smart, and Jay Smith Cameron, the director of photography, the costume designer, and other members of the cast and crew. And you guys are all talking about the creative choices that went into making the show. Is that right?
Yes.
And thanks for joining me on my late night show.
Yes, we were talking about where it was fun when I went on because like we were talking about that day of shooting and like how it was. And then we also were just talking about like, as viewers will know at the end of season two, Deborah and Ava part ways. And and there is quite a bit of finality to it where many people thought it was the end of the show. So we talk about like what that process was of like coming back and deciding how we wanted to bring them together and like and when we should and that dance. And it actually is so fun. I do love TV writing. It is really fun to me, and it's so fun to talk about that process like a year later.
Pat Regan, everybody, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So you are going to get to hear all those stories. If you like that, there's a whole podcast about it. It's not this one. It's called the Hacks Official Podcast. So y'all, don't mess around. Watch my friend's show, Hacks. I'm not actually in it, which is okay. So watch Hacks and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts. All right. Love you guys.
Okay. It's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wish. Sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, we'll seek treatment. With Kat.
Oh wait, my God. Weird energy. I'm already feeling such
I'm already
a weird
feel psycho.
Energy.
Wait. This is.
No.
Wait, this is so crazy.
I have to say, it's not us, it's them.
No, it's them. Wait, this is so crazy, but can you turn me? I can't hear myself. I forgot my water.
Oh, I remember
mine. At this point.
I remember mine.
Should we call it?
Always remember. I learned the most valuable thing about humans the other day because I was looking at an application called Instagram. Thank you.
You know it. You love it.
And, you know, I stumbled on a Cameron Eubanks' page. Are you guys Cameron
Who's
heads?
That?
So she started her journey.
Oh, I know who that is. She's the girl.
She started her journey in 2004 on MTV's The Real World San Diego. She was 19-year-old. She was blonde. She was making out with Brad. She wasn't getting into the clubs because she was only 19. And that was a huge part of the story. And Then, 10 years later, she emerges on Bravo's Southern Charm as a 29-year-old realtor. And when I tell you, it was like coming home. So anyways, she's not on the show anymore because a redheaded woman started a rumor that her husband was cheating on her. And she said, you know what? I don't need this. Not from a red-haired woman, not from a different color-haired woman. And so she's not on the show, but I do still follow her on Instagram because she's one of my closest friends I've ever had. And she was posting a poll. A poll, which is a story thing, but for some reason it was grid. And I don't remember how or why or what the kind of science that allowed that was. But Cameron posed the question to me and to those who follow her, do you guys do room temperature water or cold water?
We know I have a very specific opinion on this.
And I thought of my friend Catherine. I was like, Cameron, that's so funny you say that because my other friend Catherine likes room temp. And Cameron goes, I can't imagine ever drinking room temp water. And I think if you do drink room temp water and not cold water, you're crazy.
Whoa.
And I'll never forget this. You know when like it randomly will show you like some randos comments? It'll be like 9,000 comments. It'll choose like 3 randos and be like, these are the ones we want you to see. That should be my job, choosing the randos who are held up. Oh my God, I would love to be the one who chooses the randos to be held up. And so this one rando who was being held up by Instagram was like, she goes to Cameron. Anyone who's a real water drinker drinks room temp.
And that rando was me.
And I was like, it's just so interesting about humanity that someone might say something like that.
Like, no, but that's like the modern human condition is that people are in such pain that
imagine how
they
deep,
need that.
Imagine how deep that rando's pain was. And I like to think that that's why the Instagram gods chose her to lift up and say, let's give her something.
Yeah.
Because this woman is in desperate need of a huge amount of help.
Some might even say treatment.
Treatment.
And that's why we're here tonight. We're here to give some live treatment.
Stop.
And that's not why we do it. That's not why we do it. Wait, no one's paying attention to me, but I have to say, I brought my purse.
Show it. No, really show it. Really show it.
Yeah, so this is my purse. And of course, it doesn't fit my phone. It doesn't fit my wallet. It doesn't fit my keys. But what it does fit is a lucky prize. For whoever laughs the loudest at everything I say.
I'm in a place where I'm not feeling like electricity
no,
in
not
the room.
Even connected.
Is it us or them?
Is it because you wish you were watching the Tonys?
Are you guys checking live updates for the Tonys on your phone?
I know Pat's really upset to be missing the Tonys.
I'm gonna be going ahead and checking live updates on my phone to see if the famous play Wicked wins.
Yeah.
I hope the famous play Wicked wins the Tonys this year. I would absolutely die if the famous play Wicked doesn't win a million Tonys. I have them in the office pool.
I can't hear. You know this always happens with us, but I can't hear a word you're saying.
I know. It's so hard. It's so hard.
It's so, you know why?
And one of the hardest things about live performance is actually hearing.
Talking, honey, that's the easy part. Look at me go. Boop, 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 boop. Wait, we haven't started the show yet.
No, this is not the show.
I want to say hi. What's everyone's name? That's my mother's name, obsessed.
Wait, did someone say Lisa?
Maybe.
Oh. Okay, is there an
Lisa? Is there a Lisa here? Yeah, it's kind of an old name.
There's not
name.
A single, I'm sorry. You'll have to forgive me if that's a little hard to believe.
A million people in this room and not a single Lisa.
A room full of millennials and not a drop to drink of Lisa.
Water everywhere. Wait, what is everyone's vibe? Because there is a weird...
Yeah.
I'm tired beyond rhyme or reason. I lost my... I know this doesn't sound like it, but this is actually... I've lost my voice. This is me when I've lost my voice. Because we heard that.
And this is actually me. This is me having a voice.
Full voice.
Wait, we have to. I wish you guys can kind of hold a quick quorum and choose a representative to explain to us why you're all being mirrored.
Yeah.
You're definitely getting there. Some of you definitely are.
There's
getting
definitely
there.
we could do is ask like why this part's weird, why the middle's weird, and why the sides weird.
Okay, yeah. So it's kind of like
if you want to be the representative for your section, just raise your hand.
And basically what this is going to mimic a famous organization called the Senate, where there's one person.
Yeah.
For each area, so the senator of over here is going to have to be, who's this?
Who wants to be the senator?
Who's giving senator right now?
Who's serving senator realness over here? Why?
Okay, I'll start with this. Who wants to be a senator?
Who here actually is one of our senators?
I knew it was you.
So why are y'all being like that?
Yeah, why is your area being this way?
Okay.
It is comfortable.
So you're relaxed and you're just sort of like.
Yeah.
You're like, you're one of, you know what is
heaven?
And you
guys do count, you're like a suburb of this area. So you are kind of people who like, you're under their jurisdiction, but they want and need doesn't always apply to you. And that's a huge problem with politics.
This is like, you're on an L-shaped couch and there's no standing up. You know when you're on an L-shaped couch and you're like, oh my God.
But you can't stand up, you're saying?
Because you're on an L-shaped couch.
Well, you really shouldn't stand up on any couch.
No, when you're on that, this is what I'm saying, and I think people know. When you're on the part of the L that's essentially a bed, because it's for once facing the right way. It's like, do you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh my God.
You mean the reclining?
No, L-shaped
couch. The shorter branch of the L.
So here's what's happening. I wish I had a next show I'm going to have a whiteboard.
There's always, what I will say is there's always a branch of an L-shaped couch that's shorter, at least tonally. So even if they're, you know, kind of mathematically the same measurements, there's always one that's kind of the main branch.
Yeah, so L-shaped is like you have a couch, right? And we all seen a couch. And way more expensive than you think. No idea how they get into our homes. Everyone's very casual about that, but we all got one.
Do you have regular couch? I just have to say this. Do you want to know what I've always wanted to see in real life for one single second? And I've come to New York to see it. I've never seen it once. Piano being raised from a window. What is going on? Where are they? Where are these pianos being raised with ropes?
Should I
leave New York at this point? Like, it's been a while. I've been looking. I will never forget.
I'm going to get my water.
Did shows in a place called... Okay, good. Because I want to be real raw. Oh, it's right there. Okay. Okay, so I'll never, ever forget that one time I was in Arlington, Virginia, which is a place, and I did a show, and then a person came up to me after the show. Have you guys heard this story? You've heard it, really? You're being real? Okay. I say it all the time, so that makes sense. but plug your ears, because I would hate for you to hear it twice. this girl comes up to me, and she was like, okay, so, you know, when you're on stage, and I hate to give a master class, there are lights, and so it's hard to see. So if you're doing crowd work, which I'm known for, celebrated for, invented, then you have to do this to see. And I was just doing that, being so normal doing that. And then this girl comes up to me afterwards and was like, oh my God, you were cracking me up. And my friend brought me here. I had no idea who you were. You were cracking me up the way you were standing like... She was like, I was just like, the whole time. And I was like, that's literally how I stand. That's me being normal. That's
people are obsessed with coming to shows and being like, look, I had no idea who the fuck you were. Never seen you. Never heard of you. Don't know what you do. Don't even care at all about anything related to you. But not bad. That's everyone at every show I've ever done.
And the only time...
They're like, my girlfriend...
I know. I was just saying the only time it's excusable is if you're the boyfriend to a girlfriend, and in that case, yes, be brought to my show. Yeah. Don't know who I am beforehand.
I'm sure there's a boyfriend here tonight. I love when the boyfriends are like, "Hey,
where's the boyfriend here tonight?"
There's a boyfriend here tonight.
Where's the boyfriend who was?
There's a boyfriend
here?
Who doesn't want to be here tonight.
So you're safe. In a weird way, you're safer
if we know now
because we'll know to protect you extra more. Well, no, to protect you extra more.
It's so sacred when the boyfriend comes up to you and he's like, that's funny.
No, this is what it is.
And I'm like,
this.
Please
it's
let
this.
Me suck your cock.
It's this. It's a girl.
Yeah.
It's a girl.
With a bag.
And I feel like almost a structured shoulder garment.
Oh, I love that.
Do you know who I'm referencing?
No.
You have to. Structured shoulder. All right, whatever. So anyways, it's this. It's this girl running up to you, such like, and she's like, "Oh my god, I love your podcast! It's your
I know exactly
I freaking brought my boyfriend. He actually fucking loved the show." And then he's like this, and he's like, "Yeah, it was funny."
Yeah. And that's what makes me want his car.
I love that guy. And I end up, and it's so prodigal's honey, because it's like he's the one who's like bad, but I end up liking him better than anyone else.
Mm.
And that's the story that's a famous Bible. That's such a random Bible story, because I'm like, this isn't Bible.
I was just
this
say,
is just a family. This is prodigal son is just family. Like God isn't in it. Jesus isn't in it.
There's no whales.
There's no whales to be found.
Sometimes I love prodigal son. I'm just like, I know what that is.
Sometimes Bible will have kind of bottle episodes where they're like, all right, let's take a break from all this God stuff and just talk about for once a family and a whale. Yeah. And you'll never see or hear from them again, but we just want you to know that this is in the universe. This is in the universe.
I remember being in school and being like, are there any Bible stories about girls? And they were like, nope. And they're like, well, actually there's one where she's a whore. And I'm like, and I was like, I'll be that.
I remember, like,
it all worked out.
You know what's in vogue right now on, like, every once in a while on Instagram, something will come up that's kind of, like, randomly, like, gay, you know, gay times. An Instagram account, and it'll be, like, kind of a black infographic, and it'll be, like, what the Bible says about gay, and then its whole point will be, like, the Bible actually never says anywhere not to be gay. And I'm like, okay, you're actually, like, gaslighting me, and I kind of need the Bible to say that you can't be gay, or else I'll feel like everything has always been a lie, and am I the crazy one, you're saying?
You've literally built an entire life on the Bible,
saying you can't be gay. It's like, what are you talking about at gay times? Why are you reading the Bible in the first place?
Yeah.
Does anyone work for that?
Someone here named Lisa made that, and
who here
was brought here by a boyfriend.
Who here is comfortable with saying what they work at? Do you want to say what you work at? Yeah, even you.
Well, that's you where we
at,
met.
You work at. That's where we met at NYU School of Medicine. So you work at it as though you're a teacher or you're a student. It's famous.
People do research, is that what you said? You do research? It's like
Google.com.
Like everyone in college, like I'm doing research this summer but at Ohio, and I'm like, what? Are they just like opening a book and being like, got it?
Got it. Give me $60,000.
They're just like holding a mouse, being like, it's there.
It's actually also a famous thing that doctors do where they'll be in school, but it'll also be their job. And it's like, yeah. I'm in medical school, but I'm operating and I get paid and I'm a doctor. And I'm like, Erker?
Oh, wait.
I have to address, let me say, okay, weird at the end.
Wait, I don't know if they're here tonight. I don't want to feel bad if they aren't, but my mom got to meet the Truth Sleuths and she started sobbing. Isn't that cute?
Are the Truth Sleuths here tonight?
They're doctors, so they shouldn't be. I know, being a doctor must be nice. No, it sounds horrible. My veins are so small. They always get so annoyed. They can't draw the blood. Thank you. I've been working on my veins.
Wait, is it true the
Here's how fucking quirky I am, and how I'm so tired right now. I'm like.
Real performers use room temp mics.
I know.
Real
water drinkers is such a good phrase.
It's like to need to identify as a real water drinker. It's like, guess what? We all drink water at our own pace, and we all are valid however we do choose to consume water, at which frequency we desire to or feel the need to.
Not a dry eye in the house.
Wait, towards the professional student doctor, is it true the famous urban myth that blood is not really, it's like blue, and then when it comes out, it's red? People love to tell you that. That's not true? You're not a doctor.
Wait.
You're being at gay times gaslighting me right now. You're not a doctor. Everything that we know about you has been a huge
lie. Is there even one doctor here?
What if someone gets sick?
What'd you
we
say?
We don't have insurance, assuming a doctor would be here. Now, wait. So you're a student. You're a professional research person.
So what'd you find out?
Do you ever research about blood being red?
It is blue. Well, when you look at a vein, you're like, that's blue. And we can't deny that. Thank you. It's my time. Wait, okay. I haven't really missed
oh,
y'all.
Oh, yeah. We kind of only have one senator, and then...
I haven't connected with y'all.
Now it's kind of a king. You know, you're the king of the whole place. Because no one else has representation.
This section always, like, doesn't care if we live or die.
I know. You're never...
But that's part of the fun.
We actually, yeah, we have a barker in Times Square to fill up this section.
They say, hey, do you want to take a 54-minute cab ride to Gowanus? Everyone there is from Oklahoma visiting.
I had one more amazing observation, the slice of life comedy thing to say about blood, which is like, okay, if it's in veins, as they claim...
But isn't it in the whole thing?
It's in the whole thing. When I cut myself...
Is there different blood in veins?
When I cut myself, I'm not cutting a vein. I'm just cutting skin. There's blood.
You'd hope, if you're lucky.
I hope. I friggin' hope. Yeah. And yet there's this myth that the veins are what has blood. And I'm like, okay, what about everywhere else where when I cut it, blood comes out?
What's that? So...
That's my incredible slice of life. That's my incredible slice of life observational comedy about blood.
You know what's so interesting about
my two slice of life observational comedies about blood are, is it true that it's blue, and what is it when it's when I cut it and it comes out and it's not a vein?
Wait. I have a blood blister right now.
A blood blister.
Do you know about those? Kind of hot. Kind of badass.
I had the most crazy experience with dropping something on my toe recently where my toe turned like black for so long. My toenail turned black for so long, longer than you could even imagine. And the way in which it's finally healed was so alt. Like literally, the like pieces of it fell off until it just was completely new. Under, you think that it's just going to grow out and it's going to come out this way, but then actually a new
like nail a tree growing roots
emerges from underneath and disrupts the industry. This is such amazing show. This is such an amazing show we're doing right now.
This is so good. The $1 million tickets were worth it. Wait, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. My story right now, sartorially,
yeah,
is that I bought this during my famous fugue state in a Rhode Island Zara. And is it Zara or Zara? What is going on?
Season 2 and 4.
See, there's a Zara in seasons 2 and 4 of Love Island UK. And
oh my God.
And it keeps being that way. And I'm not, at this point, it wants attention. You know who wants attention? I decided the Flatiron Building.
Wait, so my parents were in town and my dad looked at, the Flatiron, you know, because it's like the shape of it.
Yeah, it's.
And he goes, how do you even live in there?
I know.
I was like, that's a really good point.
Whenever someone says they live in Flatiron, I think they live in the Flatiron Building.
Whenever I think someone's in Flatiron, whenever they say, wow, I'm killing it tonight. Whenever someone says Flatiron, I'm like chopped salad.
I'm kind of like the Pit improv, people's improv theater.
I know.
And the other thing, who wooed for that?
Let them love it.
No, I let you love it.
I don't think
it
exists anymore.
Look at me, I let you love it.
Someone's leaving, obsessed.
You know what that is?
No, literally, that makes sense.
She's like, I
toenails, blood, and the Flatiron Building is kind of what we've tackled thus far tonight.
Wait, what was I going to say?
Oh, Zara, you're top.
Oh, I was going to say, I let you love it, and then I was like, that sounds like a Selena Gomez song.
Let you
love it.
I don't know about her.
I know about her, and I love her.
I don't know about her.
I know about her and ever. Anyways, I bought this shirt at Zara, and I like it.
If she wanted to come on the podcast, I'd be like, I'm obsessed.
I am.
And y'all
obsessed.
Would get it. Y'all would be like, shoot, we get it.
But I would be really obsessed.
Yeah, and I would be like, oh my God, yes, we've loved you so long. Like, it's hard sometimes, you know. I don't know who I'm supposed to like and stuff.
It's hard what we do in terms of how much we have to deal with Selena Gomez.
She's a huge part of our careers. Wow. That's, yeah. What are we doing?
Okay, so I think that ultimately, just kind of how it happened, you are the senator of this area. Why are you guys, what's your kind of vibe as a community?
Oh my God.
Thank you. But you're not.
Is that like me doing it to Selena, or did you mean that?
Don't. Okay. We're not Selena. I just feel like.
I'm so happy to be here. I've really missed all of you. And I think it goes. No. And I think it goes without saying I'm wearing a skirt.
Is a skirt on.
That's all I wear because I feel so safe. I'm so sucked in.
Yeah.
Barbie pussy.
I don't think I would like a squirt.
You might enjoy it.
I don't think that I would, and I need you to hear that. And don't try to fix me. Just love me.
Sorry, I'm no longer gonna solve your problems. I'm just gonna hear them.
Thank you.
And commiserate. People are like all about that, but I need someone to be like, shut the fuck up, that's not a real problem, move on. When someone's like, that does suck, I'm like, oh no, it really does. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do I do that?
No, like my boyfriend's like so empathetic, and I'm like, okay. Yeah. Literally saint from heaven above. My God, can you imagine? Oh my God, hell.
I still can't believe there's not a single.
But I do come a lot.
There's not a single straight boyfriend here tonight. I still can't believe it.
I don't know. He's just not.
No,
he's
Lisa's,
not,
no single straight. No,
he's
no
not outing
boyfriends.
Himself.
Oh. Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
But you are. Oh. And are you kind of the girlfriend? Or are you just. You're probably. Okay.
Are you guys lying? Are you nervous?
Did you like just meet and you kind of whispered like, let's do this so we can be in the show?
How did y'all meet
if you met as you claim?
Oh, vintage.
Wait, how? How?
Muchies.
Yeah, that's
obsessed. That's so normal.
Yeah, that's.
How long have you been together?
So healthy. What your experience?
Oh, iconic.
That's how long
you're literally common law marriage.
And
in New York City, three years is marriage.
Yes. How do you fit in? You and her, so you have to understand that I think you're gay now. And you are. And okay, cool.
Do you approve? Oh, incredible. Wow. Well, what's up? I totally agree. Thank you.
And that's how
he's
senators.
Like, girl, you're not being really quick tonight. Okay, wait. This is so important. So, I recently found out. I googled like, why do I sleep so much? And there's something called being
get 60K because your job is research.
Watch, I'm coming for you, bitch. I found out that there's something called long sleepers, which is just people who need like so much sleep. And I'm like,
oh, I am that.
I'm like, I'm long sleeper. So I'm a long sleeper, and the other night I got two hours. Also, I think this goes without saying, new personality, Apple Watch. New personality. This is my going out band. I told you guys. There was this stunning, breathtaking student from FIT who helped me at the Apple Store buy this, and I was like, okay, so you're stylish, like which one would you wear? He's like, no one at FIT would ever wear one of these.
FIT is so interesting because they're
his name's Brandon, shout out.
But we're
gonna be like, stop talking about me on your podcast.
You do talk about him a lot. When I think about FIT, my main question is, where's the tech?
Oh,
you know what I mean? It's like a fashion institute of technology. To me, that feels antithetical. Do you know?
Mm-mm. Let me help you. Like,
to me, I'm like, are you building websites or are you building silhouettes?
But let me think about this. Like zippers?
So are you meaning to tell me that there's a major where it's like you are kind of the person building zipper technology? Is
probably.
That true? Brandon, right? Wherever you are tonight.
Whoever invented the zipper, it's like, that was so good. They're sometimes they're so bad, though.
Yeah.
a really, I love like a.
I feel like zipper. A huge part of my childhood was like not being able to do zippers and adults thinking like there was something wrong with me.
That scans, as they say online.
Wait.
Wow. What the fuck?
I know.
Hello. For me, this time of year usually means getting back into a much busier schedule. You know I love food, literally would live, would die for food. But when I'm swamped thinking about what's for lunch, let alone actually finding time to grocery shop, I mean, LOL, that's impossible. But thanks to Daily Harvest, my freezer is always stocked with delicious options that are ready in minutes.
Daily Harvest delivers delicious harvest bowls, flatbreads, smoothies, and more, all built on organic fruits and vegetables right to your door. Daily Harvest takes literally minutes to prepare and never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything. And that goes for everything that they kind of offer, and that's huge for me.
My personal Daily Harvest fall favorite is the broccoli and cheese harvest bowl. Oh, also, oh my God, the artichoke and spinach flatbread, I die. A Daily Harvest bowl is the perfect comfort food meal on chilly fall days, and they're ready in minutes. Daily Harvest is all about preserving and protecting the earth for current and future generations to come. From their recyclable and compostable packaging to investing in organic farming practices and reducing food waste, they believe in leaving the earth a better place than they found it.
Daily Harvest is delicious food all built on whole organic fruits and vegetables that conveniently stays fresh in your freezer. So it's ready when you are. It's really the whole package. So what I would like to do for all my little listeners out there, and kind of be the benevolent mother hen for a second, I would like to say please enjoy this time of year even more, like I do, with Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter code SEEKTREATMENT to get up to $40 off your first box. That's code SEEKTREATMENT for up to $40 off your first box at dailyharvest.com.
That's dailyharvest.com. Love ya.
I think it's time for some live treatment.
Yeah, we should do some live treatment.
Okay. Let you pick the first one.
Okay. I'm going to be going ahead and picking the first one.
I know the lights are supposed to be off, but I'm kind of like, I can't see anyone. I know. Love you. You're the only person who cares about me.
Okay.
I love that color you're wearing. Whoa.
Okay.
Incredible. You can't write this stuff.
Okay, the first
person... You read thank you on a script, not funny. That's acting, delivery.
The first person that we're going to bring up here tonight to treat and we're going to be doing defibrillator to this person is Evelyn.
Evelyn.
Is Evelyn here tonight? Oh my God!
Conveniently located Evelyn.
So convenient.
Get up here, girlie.
Audience plant. All audience plant.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for doing this. Everyone give it up for Evelyn. Okay.
Evelyn.
So this is your mic. So if you feel comfortable and safe doing so, please share with the crowd what you need to get treated for.
Yes. And remember that geographically she comes from this kind of Senate region.
Okay. It's really confusing. So first and foremost, I am a lesbian. That's not what I'm treated for.
Okay.
What if you were like, I'm a lesbian, I want change, and you guys, there has to be a way to pray. And what if I was like, the Bible is obsessed with lesbian, and you're the weird one.
I mean like 4 months ago, broke up with my first girlfriend.
Okay.
And approximately 2 weeks later, she started dating a close friend of mine who I introduced her
no.
to.
No.
Thank
no.
you so much, because because her reaction was, you're being crazy, stop being mad at me. And the two of them are just now kind of together and are denying that that was ever something oh. that was a problem.
Oh my God.
So I was asking, how do I ruin their lives without going to jail?
Well, I mean, I do think this is a situation where you have tremendous power, because no one will ever be on their side in this. So, like, all you have to do is share your story, and you can create kind of people who hate them all over New York.
And to being here tonight, I mean, a million people now know your story. Yeah.
I do feel safe here.
Now,
how long were you with this girl?
Over 2 years.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Who else thinks that's oh my God? Oh my God. Get a good angle if you're going to do that.
Now, I have a question. I have a question. Yeah. And you only answer this if you feel safe and secure. And otherwise, throw a glass of wine in my face. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Wow. Okay.
And that, wow. Wow.
So that also gives you so much power in this situation.
Yeah.
To be like just learning how to walk. And to be on a stage.
Yeah.
Now, already, I have a question. Did you guys meet in college?
Yes.
You moved to New York together, or you went to New York in college?
I'm from New York.
You're from New York, born and raised.
Okay, yes. Calm down.
She's like...
And does she live here?
No, she lives in London now.
Oh,
what
why?
About the...
Do they live in London together?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
That's annoying, because they think...
That's annoying. It's like, well, if you were in London and they were still here...
Because you know why?
Well, so they,
and you could be like, bye.
They think they're getting away with it. They're like going to a different country, and they're like, now no one... They think they found a loophole. Or because you're not in London, famously, you're here, they think they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Time zone is no excuse.
Do you think... Did they meet here or London? What's your journey with London?
So my journey with the city of London is that... Me and my two friends here, actually, went to school in Scotland.
Oh, my God, hot.
And then I met my girlfriend there, and I also met this friend there. And then I was moving back home, and I knew that they were both moving to London, and me and my girlfriend were going to break up anyway. But I felt bad, and I was like, she needs a friend. I'm going to introduce her to my friend. Oh. And then, yes, exactly what happened in my mind. And then they... I got a little text a couple of weeks later.
What
was
it?
Like,
weeks. I mean, it's the weeks of it all.
It's the weeks. No, it's the weeks.
Months, years, I would say, okay, maybe, and let's open our minds.
Are these people both British by nature?
Or by nurture.
Or by nurture.
My ex-girlfriend is Canadian, so she is British, I guess.
No.
Doesn't count.
Look at me. Don't ever let her tell you that.
Canada,
do not ever let
Canada,
her tell you that.
No.
She is gaslighting the fuck out of you.
She's
Canada is trying so hard.
Canada, because every once in a while, Canada will tell you it's for France.
I can't. Oh.
Make up your mind. Or how about this? Just be yourself. Because guess what? Canada is not such a bad thing to be. Okay, so she's Canadian, and she went to Scotland.
What's the other one?
How come you went to Scotland? Just because?
That's so chic.
And the other one is from Boston.
Ew.
Okay, so definitely not British.
Okay, yeah. So literally, it's one from Canada, and it's one from Boston. And like,
the one from Boston
you're
also.
You're famously from here.
Yes.
You win.
Exactly.
You definitely win, but it's like, what do we do about these
What do we
two?
Do about these girls?
So... How do I take down these early 20s lesbians?
The thing is, I know, the other day I was like, and this is like just so topical that I will instantly perish if I say it, but it's like, I was looking at Billie Eilish's Met Gala dress, Mad Lib sentence, and I was like, I don't like that. And then I was like, Catherine, why are you looking at this random teenage girl's outfit and being mean about it? Like,
I have to say,
I'm literally 30. It's like, that's like, it has nothing to do with you.
I know I'm like not allowed to operate on you because you're my child, but I do feel that you have a complex relationship with Billie Eilish. Because there's this, and then there's you being upset that she doesn't love songwriting enough.
I know, she was being annoying. I know, I think she's really talented.
Someone sent me a thing on Instagram of the... never mind, I don't want to talk about this.
Wait, come back.
Yeah, come back. Where are you going?
Come back, where'd you go? Where the hell did you go?
Wait, so why the Boston girl, how'd she end up in, was it Scotland?
Yeah, so we all went to a school called the University of St. Andrews, which is in Scotland.
That's where King and Queen.
Yes.
So,
wait, what?
It's royal family vibes to go there.
Yes.
Which I don't care about royal family, but, so, you know, do you?
Yeah. I honestly don't know if that's okay to say, but I do sometimes care about them.
Okay. Wait, I have a question.
Yes.
What did you say to them, the text? What did the text say and what did you say?
You want me to actually read it?
Yeah. Oh. You know what I say? I always say sometimes our show turns into Jerry Springer, which I like.
Jerry.
My biggest question is Jerry Springer real? Like, what is going on? Because they play it on mute in my gym, which is heaven for all involved. And it was like, it's always like a holiday episode. It's always like wacky family Thanksgivings. There's always like a panel of family members sitting in front of actual prepared food. And there's always like one woman absolutely covered in mashed potatoes for a full act. And I'm like, this is bad producing. Because if they want us to think it's real, they should be having her, you know, wipe away the mashed potatoes from her face. So, okay, I saw it.
I really liked where you were going with that.
So I was watching Muted Jerry Springer at my gym.
Wow, okay.
It was called, like, Crazy Family Thanksgiving. I have to imagine it aired during Thanksgiving time of the 90s. And so it's a family all sitting in a panel. And I don't know what their
families, we all have one.
I'll always remember getting a note from like a fake network being like, so we actually are looking for things that are really relatable. Like, we have a show that deals with Thanksgiving and everyone has Thanksgiving. So something like that.
And they're like, how about you pay us to give us ideas? That's what every email is.
And there was a woman sitting with a family, and this connects to your situation directly.
Where did you go?
She was the mom of the family, you could tell, and she was mad at a younger woman in the family.
I
didn't see how this had happened. Someone must have thrown mashed potatoes at this woman. And she was, for the full, like, I would say second commercial to third commercial, she was sitting there covered in mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And I was like, is this real? Why isn't this woman wiping mashed potatoes? And even if it's not real, then she, as an actress, as an improv actress, should, knowing, you know, what played at the top of your intelligence, what would you do in this situation?
Yeah.
If I'm covered in mashed potatoes, I'm going to be wiping them off kind of as soon as I can. I'm not going to be sitting there having this serious conversation. Absolutely covered in mashed potatoes on national television. Okay, sorry.
It really feels like a you had to be there kind of thing. And I say that with endless love. And here's my... And this
Where
is also,
did
I
you
just
go?
My purse.
Where did she go?
So where's the text?
Well, okay. So I have the original text from my ex-girlfriend, and then I also have the text from the friend explaining.
So it's a mashup.
Which
so
do
it's
you
a
want
Glee
first?
Style. It's a Glee
collab.
Style mashup.
This collab is insane. It's dropping right now.
So the text from my girlfriend says, "Okay, so my name is Evelyn, but she calls me Evie.
Very cute, and also amazing name."
Yeah, I really like that name.
Not that you care what we think, but...
I care so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
So she said, "Hi, Evie. There's something I wanted to tell you. The past couple weeks I've been seeing..."
The person.
Redacted.
Redacted.
I don't really know what that means, by the way. But I know I used it right.
No fame for her. Because I think she listens to this.
Okay. Well,
wait.
That's okay.
What'd you say?
Of course she does.
I think she listens to this.
Hey, can I have a word with her?
Yeah, we want to have a word with her. Why do you do that,
Why
Redacted?
Do that? I get it, but you're going to regret that. And I know this isn't, I'm not supposed to be giving you advice, but you'll grow from this.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to last. Okay, I'm back for you.
Okay. And then she said, "We'd been hanging out as friends recently, and it's developed into something more, and I wanted you to hear from me in case it continues further. Don't feel obliged to respond or talk to me. I understand, but if you do, I'm always here for you."
Ew. So,
thank you. Oh, my God.
I don't like that when someone says
always
like
here for who? This is my purse.
Whenever someone does the thing where they're like, "Don't ever feel the need to talk to me ever again," it's, you know what it is? It's like Alanis Morissette, like, "It's unfair to deny me the cross that you gave me." They're trying to like berate themselves, self-flatulate themselves so much that you're like, "Oh, I can see you feel terrible about this. don't worry about it. Of course I'm hurt, but you need to explore this. Like, that's what she's trying to make you do.
Disgusting. Someone who's
and you're Alanis in this situation, and she's Dave Coulet.
She's what?
Dave Coulet. Yeah.
Who?
Dave Coulet.
And you're who?
She's Alanis.
Oh, yeah.
She has the cross.
I know about Full House.
Wait, I have to share, only because this has organically come up. Has anyone been seeing the commercials for Alter Ego? Yes. Yes, thank you, my only friend. Wait, Grimes is in it. Alanis Morissette, a very blonde Alanis Morissette's in it. The premise of the show, it's American
Idol. Come on out here. It's Shark Tank.
It's an American Idol. Where are you going? It's an American... It's an American Idol style show with judges Grimes, I believe Will.i.am, Alanis Morissette, and like someone even else. Nick Lachey.
I don't need him to be a part of that.
But also if he wasn't in it, I'd be like, where is Nick Lachey? So the show, it's American Idol style, but you play as kind of a sim. You're a sim with whatever, purple hair, and you sing, and you have an avatar. And in the commercial, Alanis Morissette says, I cannot wait to see the singers behind these avatars. Because the whole thing is like, they don't feel comfortable themselves, but if they could only be a sim, then they would finally be able to get a recording contract. Anyways.
And that's how we first started this podcast, is that we became Sims.
I'm so sorry to you. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about the Jerry Springer thing.
I'm sorry about what I just, like, it wasn't funny what I just said.
No, I haven't been being funny for 12
minutes. I haven't said
minutes.
A funny thing all night.
That's okay.
Yeah, she's like, don't worry, it's okay.
Okay, sorry. How do you feel right now?
Right now in the
Are summer? You mad at us?
No, I literally would never be mad at you.
But can you tell us what the other text says?
Yes.
And by the way, wait, and this is my purse.
I love it.
Okay, hit it.
Okay, so I got that at work, and then...
What's your job? No offense.
I work in TV.
Okay.
Hey, feel free to put us up there. I mean, we're doing community service. We get nothing. Okay, congratulations.
Thank you. So yeah, I was
Gray, she's literally wants us banished from the industry.
I mean, now there's this huge elephant in the room where it's like, are you going to help us?
Do you want to be on Law and Order?
Wait, what?
Yes, we want to be on Law and Order.
Okay.
Absolutely.
DM me.
How about this? Two really annoying people get murdered. Imagine if you saw us only as corpses on Law and Order. It'd be like an inside joke with us.
I would smile.
Okay.
Okay. So do you know, my last question, the last thing I'll say, do you know Mariska Hargitay?
I work on Organized Crime, which is Chris Maloney's show, but...
Yeah.
Pays my bills. But yeah, she's around a lot, but I've never met her.
Oh, I love that she's around a lot.
She sounds cool.
At the vending machine and whatnot.
Yes.
Where is your office? what redacted?
If I say it to you, you will know where it is.
No, because I think I know.
The Flatiron Building. She works in the Flatiron Building.
I know where it is. Okay, so.
We'll talk after the show.
Text. I would love that.
Wait, are you mad? Are you mad?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Do y'all want to see us as corpses on Law and Order? I want to do my own makeup, my own dead girl makeup.
Like, what if Catherine's the corpse? Was also attacked, but I'm still alive in the hospital bed. And I'm the only one who saw the crime. So a huge part of the episode is like, will he wake up? And like, but I don't wake up.
They would love that.
I was going to say you could live out your fantasy of how you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a fantasy that wherein I should I even say it? No, it's too long. It's fantasy.
Why it's so funny?
Okay, whatever. I have this fantasy which I know it's like not okay to say. Don't go anywhere. And and I basically am kind of like in my 30s, and basically like I'm just really like the celebrated person in society, and I'm at this gay bar with kind of a bunch of my friends who are authors and playwrights and whatever, and I have a partner who is not my partner now. It's just a made-up partner. And we go outside, and we're just, like, so in love, and we can't believe how we kind of found each other, and we're not alone anymore, and life kind of just worked out. And so we go. I kind of see it basically, like, near where the duplex is, or even Stonewall. And we're kind of, like, kissing. We're just kissing because we're so in love on the sidewalk, and I see kind of a person approaching us, and I get this weird feeling, like I hear my alarm bells, but I'm like, what? You're in New York, you're in the West Village, like, calm down. We're kissing, and then the guy comes up, and we're kissing, and he hates gay. And so he actually, like, and this isn't okay to say, like, beats the shit out of us. And so all of a sudden, I wake up, I'm in a hospital bed, I remember almost nothing, and I'm surrounded by loved ones who have kind of all been, like, holding vigil for months, and I'm like, wait, where is he? My partner, and Catherine is there, and she's like, he didn't make it. And I go absolutely catatonic. The doctors are like, I for months can't even, won't speak, or I'm so heartbroken. And the doctors are like, there's nothing medically wrong with him. I won't speak. And then So and my mom is there, and she's like, oh my God, I should have always believed you that it's hard being gay. I'm like, no. And then I end up going to court, actually. I finally am not catatonic anymore in time for court of the guy who they caught, and I'm sitting in the witness booth for some reason, and the judge, for some reason, this is how court works, the judge goes, what would you like to say to this guy? And it's actually kind of national news, and it's being broadcast live in Times Square. And I'm like, I look at him and I just go, I forgive you.
That might be, so the scripts kind of write themselves.
So anyways, that's my fantasy.
So now,
the other text.
Okay.
Now that we've done that segue.
Okay, so this is the text. Okay, well, first of all, the next morning, I took the night to process.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Because otherwise it would have been dangerous. And the next morning, I texted my friend, who, by the way, was my friend of 4 years. And I later found out, told my girlfriend that we were never friends.
This is Boston.
Jerry.
Yeah. So I texted her, is there anything you'd like to share with me?
Oh.
And this was unfortunately on Facebook Messenger because of the time zones. And so I saw she was active and she was not responding. And I said, I know you're active. There's no reason to pretend you don't see this. And then 3 hours after that, she said, hi, yes, I wanted you to hear it from my girlfriend first and feel pretty strongly that doing otherwise wouldn't have been my place. We have been seeing each other for a few weeks, and while I understand that this is potentially difficult, I want you to know that it wasn't my intention whatsoever to hurt you.
Oh.
I mean, we just can't support this. I think that you just have to kind of, like, this is what I would do, is I would try to, like, in my mind not care about it, but then, like, whenever I saw them, I would be, like, nice, but in a way where it's, like, I'm not actually letting you have fully me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm only kind of being, like, very shallow nice, and I could feel them, like, liking that. Like, oh, yes, we are friends. Like, I do miss you. But then they're, like, but they say later, like, yeah, there just was something. They were holding back. Like, they're still, mm-hmm. They're putting a wall up now.
If I were you, I'd go up to them. If y'all are them, I'd be, like, it makes sense you get along, and you're both great.
Yeah.
And they'll feel like you're the bigger person.
Yeah, you have to be the...
You're thriving. You live in New York. You work for TV.
You have to be the bigger person because that ultimately makes them feel worse. So in a weird way, being the bigger person is ultimately being the smaller person. which is such a catch 22 about how you have to be. But yeah, I think you should just be nice, but also like never trust them ever again, no matter what. But okay. Don't drink poison and hope the other person dies.
Okay.
Wait, but it's like, does that help? I wish we could make it so that you never got those texts.
No. Yeah. And the thing is...
But not because they weren't telling you, because it never happened.
Whoa. The thing is, it's like... it's to the side, I know it doesn't feel this way, but it's like, once time passes and you meet someone else, you'll literally be like, that was so pathetic of them. And then you'll just be like, you'll literally be like, was that a dream or a nightmare? And then you'll start laughing as you walk down Fifth Avenue. And like the leaves will change colors and you'll be like, oh my God.
And then you'll see.
This is a circus and I'm here for the ride. It'll be like that.
And then you'll be scrolling and you'll see them on Instagram. They'll post this photo of them like, you know, at like a
like
pumpkin.
Making soup.
Yeah. And you'll be so, you'll get so much secondhand embarrassment that is the greatest revenge.
Secondhand embarrassment.
Secondhand embarrassment is the greatest revenge.
Also, like, they won't, like, they're not going to last. They're clinging to each other because it's, like, it's post-grad. It's scary.
It's, like, it's a
You're being brave. You're on stage. You're looking fabulous. Everyone loves you here. You know?
All right. Thank you so much, Evelyn. It
thank
was
you,
really
Evelyn.
Amazing.
Thank you. Give it up for Evelyn. Thank you. Who's ready for some more treatment?
Yes.
Well, okay, let's see. There's so many good ones.
I know.
Which one were you thinking?
I don't know. I'm having to pee, so maybe you'll call them up and greet them and make
them
feel...
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay. Mariah? Would you do us the honors? Mariah? Someone's got cold feet. Get up here, girlie. Okay, you know what's so crazy? There's no steps on this one. Yeah, women are so powerful. Oh my God. Give it up for Mariah. Okay, she has an accent. That was so effortless. She was literally just like, no. She wants a chair. No. Do you want to sit?
Yeah, have it. Have it.
I'm like, it's not awkward. You look amazing. Give it up for Mariah.
But have this. Hi, Mariah. I'm Pat. I was in the restroom earlier.
Were you in the restroom?
I have a really bad problem where I have
that
to
That was
always,
so fast.
Yeah. Well, because I'm doing a show. I have a really bad problem where no matter how often I pee, I always have to pee again really soon. And it's not that long, though. The pee isn't that long, which is so cool. And I... don't want to talk about it any further.
You
than
missed
that.
Her entrance. It was so amazing. She stepped like one step. She stepped up there.
She stepped up there.
Like there's no stairs.
Oh my God! You.
Oh, it's too much admin to like walk around.
Yeah, it was like literally women supporting women. Like. okay, wait. So how are you?
I'm okay. I feel shy.
Why?
Why?
Because I said you couldn't have a chair.
No.
I know. I was.
I'm not a stage.
I feel bad about that.
It's okay.
Okay, because you have one.
You got me a chair. It's okay. All good.
Okay. Are you? What's your accent?
It's New Zealand.
Cool.
Oh my God. One of the most amazing places I've never been. They're in lock. Why are they in lock?
It's like Delta.
Damn.
Night it in.
Thank God there's no Delta here and that doesn't we're exist back. Here. Because that would be so inconvenient if Delta was here too.
Okay, so we're so happy you're here in New York.
Yeah.
And can you please tell us what you need treatment for.
Right, I know, I will. I do feel like after Evelyn's story, though, mine's so minuscule.
No, there are no small problems, only small treatment.
Okay, yeah.
Only small purses.
I never understood that saying. What do you mean small actors?
Like, some
kids?
People are bigger than others, yeah.
So what's the point? Who cares?
It's just like a joke.
I never got it. I'm sorry.
Some jokes aren't funny. Okay.
Okay, right. So, well, I just got back to New York this summer. And thank you. It's nice to be back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
By the way, I don't have COVID. I just have a croaky throat.
Oh yeah, I didn't think you had COVID.
I feel worried.
Look at me, Mariah. No part of me thought you had COVID.
No. Okay.
I went out, gave you a big hug, helped you right up. Forget this, but there's like other things to have besides COVID, but we all have forgotten that. Like I got a cold in June and I was like, what? Gonorrhea. I've actually never had that one, but I've had a lot of other ones.
He didn't say
brag. Okay, so you and that croaky throat, tell us your story.
Okay. So I got back and I was like, I was in, you know, the pandemic for a year, so I'm going to go back into the dating scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jumped straight back in and I don't know, I guess I'm a hard nut to crack. Like I don't know, I meet someone and I'm just like, no. So then I'll go into the next and I'm like, definitely not.
Okay.
So I just kind of keep doing that.
Okay, you're hard. You have a, you know, you're not settling.
Everyone's just stupid, yeah.
Yeah, no, and everyone, yeah, everyone is stupid.
They're so annoying, yeah, especially in New York.
Oh, I agree.
I agree too.
Everyone who's not in this room, so annoying. It's like, we get it, you're not at the show. Okay, so you're not, you're dating, 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 but you're not loving it.
Everyone's stupid.
Sleeping, no. And then I met a fella, and he was decent.
Okay.
And
high praise from Mariah.
And I was like, yo, okay, maybe I'm catching feels. Mm-hmm. And then he did like the classic ghost me.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was like, all right, fair enough. So I kind of, I get it. So I kind of let it go for like a few weeks, and then he like reappeared in my life, and I was like, "Oh, I didn't know that could happen."
Can I ask how he reappeared?
He just sent a text and said, "Hi, how are you?"
Oh my god, that's a reappearance.
Wait, before the ghosting, what was the history? And by which I mean, how many dates and sex? Did you have sex?
No.
Did you? How many dates?
We had 3 dates.
Okay, that's kind of a lot.
Yeah. Well, it three is, dates it isn't. But I don't know. Like it isn't. But no. It was like I didn't expect to like him after 3 dates, and I did.
Okay. Well, 3 dates is the time. This is what happened. 3 dates is when you get ghosted for some reason. It's a strange curse. For some reason, after 3 dates, everyone hates you. Not you, me. Not you, me.
So then, by ghosted, you mean you asked him something and he didn't respond for a few weeks?
We kind of had a weird thing over text where like I texted him the next day after a date and was like, that was something like that was fun.
That's nice to do.
Right? Thank you.
More people should do that. Like, be so normal. Like, hey, I had fun. I like you. Like, can we do this again?
He, like, went off and was like...
Is that so crazy?
Did you eat dinner? Is it a dinner date, each one?
It was a dinner drink. Yeah.
A dinner drink.
Food? That's serious.
It was food. And I go, yeah. I'm a hungry gal, yeah.
Okay, me too. She's a hungry gal who doesn't have COVID.
That's her next bus like fax. Yeah. Hungry gal doesn't have COVID.
Okay, so then what?
You guys are too young.
Then
you're too
young. Sneaks back in.
So then he's like, I send that nice text, and he was like, "Why didn't you say that last night?" And I was like, "Oh, right, okay, that's a weird turn."
Wait, you said I had a nice time, and he said, "Why didn't you say that last night?"
Yeah.
Okay, like, he's arrested.
Just like how some jokes aren't funny, some flirts like aren't flirty.
Why didn't you say that?
I feel like he was trying to be like, and it's like,
I'm trying to put myself in his shoes, and I'm struggling. Because maybe it was a flirt, maybe it was.
Did you kiss him?
Yeah, like a lot.
Okay. That's,
in many ways, that's you telling him. That's you communicating.
What
I
thought. Yeah.
But me being a little bit of a dumbass, I tried to like, oh, sorry, this is why I didn't say it. And listen
no,
to the
you're not
reason.
Dumb. He's being weird.
All right. And then I took a second. I was like, wait, y'all, why didn't you say that last night? Like, you didn't actually communicate either. So then we were in like a weird, well, I don't it's even also know.
So he sounds awesome.
It's not like you guys, I mean,
I think we like, whenever this is going, we kind of know where it needs to go.
It's also like,
what's his redeeming quality?
He's acting like,
two dicks. No.
It's also like he's acting as though it's been 20 years. It's been 20 years and he's like, I just wish you had told me then because too much has happened now and it's like it's 12 hours.
Like he has a family.
Yeah. I could have really used knowing that before I got married to your sister.
Okay.
So then he texts you saying, hey, what's up?
Just like literally, hi, how are you? Like no question mark, nothing, no full stop. Like
doing the least?
Yeah.
Wait, so can I ask?
No comma.
I'm sorry.
No, hey.
No capital letters.
So after he says, why didn't you say that last night? You're kind of explaining that. You're like, wait, why didn't you say it last night? And then you kind of, that conversation just dies. And
right,
you never...
and then I said something like, I was trying to initiate another date. And then he was kind of like, why are you changing the subject?
He's mean. He's literally, I'm at this point now, okay. I've now shifted to being concerned for him.
Yeah, okay. Saying it out loud, I'm like, yeah.
I know, I'm like, this is,
This is the part, weird. I don't know if anyone here watches this Real Housewives of New York, but this is the part on Scary Island where they all of a sudden become very concerned for Kelly. I'm now concerned for Kelly. Okay.
So even I know that one.
So it kind of just like the convo just ended, I guess. Like he was like, I'm out of town for a week. I'll let you know when I'm back, and he never let me know. And then like a month passed, and then it was just like, how are you? And I'm like, I'm definitely fine. Like what's happening? And then it was just kind of like real stiff. Like he was just kind of, I was asking you a bunch of questions, and he wasn't giving. Do I sound so croaky?
No. He's like, I'm just still really guarded.
You're breathtakingly gorgeous.
He's like, I'm just still really guarded from what you did to me, lying by omission, having trouble trusting people that they'll tell me when they had a good time promptly.
What's his deal?
I don't know. I literally got the negative COVID test yesterday, by the way. No, anyway, whatever.
Wait, you what?
She said she just got a negative COVID test.
Okay, we don't think
like, okay.
Yesterday morning.
Me thinks. And now it's... Now it's starting to make me think me thinks thou doth protest
Yoda.
Too much.
Yeah. Why is it Yoda?
Thou doth protest too much.
Is that Shakespeare or like
probably
Star Wars?
Shakespeare? It's either Shakespeare or someone literally trying to be Shakespeare. It's either Shakespeare or someone copying Shakespeare.
Oh, let's play a game: Shakespeare or Star Wars. an arrow goes through my entire head. Okay, right.
Sorry.
So let me tell
you
this.
No problem, yeah.
There is no problem. Don't text him back. He's crazy.
You don't think?
No, but I...
Go on a date with someone else. Right? Is that... Not to be so, like, whatever, but it's just, like, that. All that's so weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's this early and he's always... Imagine how, like, weirdly emotionally manipulative he'll be in, like, 2 months when it was when, like, literally one single thing has actually happened. If he's able to spin this web out of actually literally nothing happening, imagine if something happened. Would he be able to kind of work with, you know?
There's so many guys and you're stunning and amazing.
Yeah.
And you can get on stage in one step. You have it all. Give it up for Mariah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I hope that helped.
Oh, that did help.
Are you mad at me?
No,
definitely
not.
Okay.
It was amazing meeting you.
It was. Everyone's kind of leaving the show, which is fine. We're going to do, like, one more treatment, I think.
Yeah, ever since that hug, I'm starting to feel...
What's happening?
Lethargic, and I can't smell anything.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I cannot believe... Why are you changing the subject?
I know.
It's
what
so
is that?
So crazy.
I think it's
I'm
one of those...
I'm so
there's
nervous.
So many...
I'm really scared.
Wait,
for
what
him.
Are y'all talking about? It looked like kind of a good combo.
There's always someone...
I just hate feeling left out.
There's always someone over here who's kind of misbehaving. But I'm not saying you are, but there is often.
Wait, I know. There's crazy energy over there.
It's like back of the classroom vibes.
Okay, but this one has to be real... We have to end on a big one.
Okay.
Maybe this?
Have a burn. This is my least favorite.
This one's my favorite, but it's... We need...
No.
Can we do that one?
Yeah.
I don't know why it's my
if
favorite.
That guy was able to make a huge thing out of saying I enjoyed the night
this
one day
really
later,
good.
Then.
So that one.
I think this one.
You think that one?
What? Yeah. What's?
Oh wait. Oh, this one.
Oh yeah. Okay. Let's
see
this
okay.
one.
Is Eric here?
Wow.
Yes. Are you gonna show up, Mariah? Okay. Ready? Eric. 1, 2, 3. Hello. Nice to meet you. Wow.
Hi.
Camera, this is 10 feet tall.
Okay.
Eric, how are you?
I'm good.
How are you doing?
So what happened?
And what do you like?
Regretting my question, but...
What?
Regretting putting my question, but I'm going to do it.
Wait, why?
Why?
I don't know.
Have we made you feel...
Yeah, self-conscious.
Oh, do
no.
you?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to do it.
No, I'll do it. Yeah.
You'll like it.
Thank you.
First of all... Are you single?
Single.
S or G?
What? Gay.
Very. Single. Gay. And if you feel comfortable revealing, should we ask?
Yeah, we have to know.
How old are you?
Well, how old are you?
Nothing. 31.
Perfect.
Whoa, you look so young.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank God. Okay, I feel safe. I'm first of all out of breath, of course, now that I'm 30 from walking over to say hi. This is my workout for the year. Okay, so, wow. So we're all just up here being in our 30s.
I'm going to be 33 very soon. How do you feel about that?
Are you leaving?
No, I'm going to use the stand.
Okay. You want to use the stand. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Kind of like ballad.
Yes.
So sing, if I may, Eric, sing us your ballad.
Say what?
Sing us your ballad. Meaning what's going on.
Okay. So I had a hookup last night.
Okay.
Woo!
Thank you. It was the first time with this guy. Super cute, super nice guy. He did warn me. He was like, I'm into dirty talking. Like, he texted me that.
Okay, hot.
Like, okay,
Was this Grindr?
Yeah.
Okay.
Grindr. So he came over and like halfway through started doing like baby dirty talking.
Okay, yeah. I need to say this.
No.
No, all right. You don't have to because
You don't have to, but what if I do it and you say that's it or that's not it?
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, look who's a little.
No.
Okay.
It wasn't.
No, you try.
I'm not going to try, but I will ask, is it like centered in this, in like daddy culture? Is that going on? Because
I mean, he did talk about his little hole a lot.
Yeah. Sorry. Are you?
I still don't know.
Was the situation that you were a top and he was a bottom?
Yes.
That's perfect. Yeah. That's a perfect match.
Okay.
So is he like, and once again, tell me yes or no. Was he like, oh, my little hole?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was closer, yeah.
But was he like, I can't take it?
Kind of.
Okay, but that's like, I kind of get that.
Yeah.
As someone with a tiny hole, I... two to boot. Even three, my mouth is normal
size. But even that, it's like...
Normal size mouth.
Someone who's like, I have a tiny hole, I don't know if I could take it. It's like, yeah, we all have small holes. Like, we just don't feel the need to talk about it. In real time, I mean, no one's hole is like huge.
So by nature, what happened?
Yeah. So my question is like, I was not into it. And okay. I didn't know if I should like stop it or just like do like kind of like improv and just try. Yeah.
You should always do improv, no matter what.
But like, now,
that's tough.
Sorry,
yeah, I didn't know if I should just like kill the mood or just like go for it and try. And I kind of froze.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds really tough.
So had you agreed beforehand you were going to have FPAS? Fully penetrative anal sex?
Yes. That was confirmed.
And when he gets there, is it like you're physically very into him? It's like, oh, I do want to have sex with this
for
other...
For sure, for sure.
Okay.
And when he said that, like on a scale of 1 to 10, like how out of it did it take you?
It was up there.
Do you like dirty talk that isn't centered around infant babies?
I prefer, I mean, yes, but I'm also someone like doesn't do a lot of dirty talking.
Yeah.
So like it threw me off.
It's like, how about we all just like take the night off and just enjoy the sex without talking.
Narrating it.
Yeah. Okay, how old is he?
He was 27.
He's 27. You know what's reading to me? Yeah. This is completely uninformed. I've diagnosed this man. I think he's 27. He's been this bottom his whole 20s, and he's like... you have kind of a mustache, and he's kind of like always trying to still fall into that role of like twinkie baby bottom, and he's having to work harder and harder to get everyone there. And I think he's trying to find that with you, but it's like, you know, of course he's like, okay, well, you know, when I was 22, but now it's like, I'm 27, he's 31. I mean, how young did he have kids? If he's...
So you think he's trying to find his voice artistically?
No, he's not trying to find his voice. He's trying to do like daddy play.
Yeah.
And he's
having... trying. He's going in for a role that he's no longer right for.
Yeah. So what did you end up doing?
I like did a little bit of talking back and then like was silent.
Yeah.
And then finished.
Great. Yeah. So it felt ultimately good.
Ultimately fine. But like, should I have just like dove in more and just like gone for it?
No,
it's like
no,
not, your thing?
Not if it wasn't feeling right.
Okay.
You should.
I mean, if you, I think it sounds like you tried a little and you knew in that moment like this feels.
Yeah, not true to myself.
Not true to yourself.
You have to be true to yourself.
Everyone who goes on Love Island, they're like, you know, at the end of the day, like I was true to myself, and I'm like, what does that mean?
But for me, I'm always like, they are. I'm not sure they really are true to themselves.
For me, I'm like, what would that look like? Okay, wait, so do you want to see this person again?
I would, but I kind of don't want to, like, should I be upfront with him and be like, hey, yes, I'm not into that, but yeah, like, yeah, had a good time.
Yeah.
There's no use in doing what you just already did, don't you think?
The definition of insanity is...
I think basically it's like, what'd you say?
The definition of insanity.
But basically the bar, like, there's literally less than zero stakes, so, sure, right? Just be like, maybe a little less goo goo gaga. But did that help?
It helps, yeah.
Are you looking for love? Because maybe tonight...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Hey, definitely reach out if you want to be with Eric and you're not that into dirty talk.
Or you're into dirty talk, but kind of as an adult human. Yeah.
It's like dirty talk. Yeah.
I never like dirty talk. I never can think of anything to say.
I love it.
Nothing.
I love hearing it, not doing it.
I don't like hearing it.
I like hearing the most filthy, disgusting...
It always reads as disingenuous to me.
I'm feeling disconnected from my pussy lately. Is this thing on? This is going a mile a minute. There's literally no blood going on here. Is that good?
That was great. That was good. Thank you.
Give it up for
Thank
Eric.
You so much.
Thank you. Wow, another star-studded evening at the Bell House.
Another star-studded evening at the Bell House in which we helped millions and passed around bread and fish and they became enough for everyone.
So biblical tonight.
I don't know why I'm so biblical
tonight.
You know
what? Look at me.
Place. It's because of At Gay Times. Like, put me in this place.
But look at me. It's Sunday. This is the day that the Lord has made. Are you? Let us rejoice. Do you have a crush of the week?
Oh, God, yes, I do.
Oh,
oh my
go ahead.
God. Oh God. I think his name is Aaron Dominguez. He's the Selena's love interest from Only Murders in the Building. He's
oh, yeah,
the hottest person. He's
yes,
the hottest person. He's so hot. Do you guys know about him?
Who's he hot?
He is really hot.
My crush of the week is I had you know, I was having a night where I was nauseous but hungry. We've all been there. And what I ordered was these flaky, buttery biscuits. And I dunked them, baby. I dunked them in butter and apricot jam. I mean, can you imagine? That butter and bread. My crush of the week. It's unbelievable stuff. Thank you.
You know, I keep having this conversation, and it's an ongoing conversation around Chipotle mayo and how you can't find it in stores, right? Not the kind they have at restaurants.
Yep.
And I'm always like, it's impossible, it's impossible. And every time I tell someone this, they're like, it's so easy to make. Just put Chipotle's in mayo and mix it. I'm like, okay.
Those people have blenders.
I'm sure it's very easy to do that, but it's like, okay, but someone should sell that, and then I don't have to do that, you know? And so I'm like, I can't believe if it's so easy, why is no company coming? And I'm like, is this when I start a business?
Let's go on Shark Tank. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to have a very busy month being corpses for Law & Order and then pitching our Seek Treatment Chipotle Mayo to the big-dicked Mark Cuban.
I am very
one crush. I feel like you're mad at me.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, really?
I feel mad at myself. Like, I wasn't being super funny. I kept doing Bible stuff. It was so weird.
Oh, I said not a funny thing. I feel like they're mad at us.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's casual. It's Sunday. It's like, I'm dressed down. Like... it's so sad when it ends.
I know.
Oh, don't... I'm sure some people want to go.
I could feel people wanting to go.
Even my favorite thing in the world, it should be no more than 3 minutes. Oh my God, wait, this is so... Siri, oh my God. Siri's recorded everything I've said since butter and bread. Oh my God, to my friend.
Well, you haven't said anything bad about your friend.
No, but I've been sending audio
texts. Unless your friend is... Unless your friend is Mark Cuban, then he knows you think he has
a big
cock.
Why is this allowed? This is why I didn't want to get one. I just texted someone that there's nothing like butter and bread. Wait, well, there isn't. Damn. I feel like I haven't been connected to my pussy ever since I got this.
I hope your friend texts back, no lies detected.
Okay, wait. I was watching The Americans, TBT, that show. And this girl passes a lie detector test by clenching her asshole. I was like, good to know.
It is so funny. Lie detector test culture, it's all about taking it and then everyone being like, it doesn't work. They don't mean anything. They're completely false. It's like, okay, then why are we always giving them to every single person?
Wait, I love when they do them on
Police.
Love Island. I love when they do them on Love Island.
Oh, I hate the Love Island one.
Wait, can I ask something? Because this is annoying. But one of the questions that someone... Okay, bye. I can't believe my phone, whatever this is called, my watch. Ah! It's a watch. It's a phone. It flies off my wrist. This girl needs to... I take her for walks every day. She does not listen to me, like a little puppy. There was someone who submitted this, don't be mad at me, but there's someone who submitted a question, and they said that...
What?
What?
Are you not a boyfriend right there, that person? You're a boyfriend. That's a boyfriend? No. Okay.
He's just, like, hates us. I am almost done, so just calm down. By the way, I would die for you. Someone submitted a question saying they had gone out with someone who had been on Love Island, and I just need to know that person's name. What was the name? No, not your name. Not that I don't want to know you. You can't, wait. You can't say?
Can you say what season?
Okay, so I will say I don't watch it. I need to start watching it.
That's okay. You don't
have
to watch
either.
It.
I will tell you a very good description. I do believe that anyone who watches it will know.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I will need season 7.
Oh, I'm not, I don't watch that one yet.
Yeah. They all say they're that. So, anyways, that's our show.
Wait, I want to hear more.
Wait, what? Thank you, Katie.
Yeah, give Katie her due. She bagged Love Island.
Give it up for Katie. To wrap things up, are you mad at me?
No, are you mad at me?
Oh my God, not at all. Not even
no,
a little.
No, not at all. Actually.
Everyone in this crowd has great energy. Even the Times Square bus people over there. should we call it?
This is so annoying. Yes.
Does the DJ have our track?
It's
We're
so
gonna
fun.
End with a little bit of entertainment.
This has not been entertainment. This has been serious.
You probably think that